Born in Arabia, father already dead, mother died when he was young. But little did they know their orphan son would grow one day to be the chosen one. So he grew under the tutelage of his uncle. One day when they were traveling, was spotted by a monk. That monk recognized that he was prophesied. He looked into his eyes, he saw in him the signs. And this was not astrology, see, in Deuteronomy. So his personality was quick to gain autonomy. Grown to be known as honest and strong, trustworthy, everybody loved them like they love their own family. And happily at 25, he married Khadija, a woman who would stand by his side. And as the days flew by, questions arise about how his people was living their lives. Paganistic, ritualistic, so this caused him to meditate about his existence. In many instances, he would retreat to a cave just to contemplate. Well, at age 40, cave was the scene. Angel appears, tells him to read. Read, what shall I read? Never was a literate one, so tell me, what do you mean?
The same stars gaze right down at our soul. They saw him come down from here. Now a prophet, prophet of Allah. And in the sky was angel Jibreel. He said, oh, Muhammad, oh, Rasulullah. Muhammad is and always will be the last and final prophet of Allah. He was a mercy to the universe, peace and blessings beyond our Mustafa.
Fled to home and told his wife as such. Was scared to death, he thought his mind was touched, possessed. But she relieved his stress and confirmed that indeed he was a prophet. And it was then he regained his consciousness, realized what had happened, no time to rest. Arise and mourn, call everybody and warn, the religion of Islam reborn. Now the first test was his family and friends. Lend me your ear, oh people I have known for years. You have trusted me with your life possessions. I come to you now with a holy directive, a better direction, away from the sin of worshiping false idols, mistreating your women. And no human can ever be judged by the color of their skin. Instead what he or she does. The belief that I bring to you, cuz I ask nothing for it but the worship and love of the Creator, the Maker, the Merciful, the Savior. Submit your desires and you will gain His favor. Well, can you guess what their answer was? Most of his fam simply laughed it off, told him he was crazy and they cast him off. Took him as a joke, all they did was scoff. But a few returned to the truth, and soon another few, and soon another few. And soon, before his family knew it, he had a following. Their laughs turned to frowns, so they really couldn't swallow this threat to a power structure so corrupt. All he wanted was to love his brothers. In return, it was torture they would make him suffer. Many died, but they couldn't stop a lost Qadr, so he would rise. Invited to Medina, they saw he was the leader. Protection they would lend him, and he would be their teacher. The brotherhood would grow, his enemies would fold. The Muslims were outnumbered, only fearlessness they showed. Time would come to go back home, and his possession had a strength to wipe out his foes. See, they had tortured him and plotted on his death, yet he spared them and chose no bloodshed, cause he was so compassionate. All he wanted was the people to acknowledge that submission will wipe out sins. They're giving charity and honoring your mother wins. The righteous deeds could be the key, the salvation of the soul, and we could be happy. And he would go down in history as the greatest of all time. We send him peace.
In Mount Hira, to the holy city of Medina.
the wealth of the man. So, oh Allah, hear my dua. Keep me as part of the Prophet's Ummah. Muhammad is and always will be the last and final Prophet of Allah. He was a mercy unto the universe. Peace and blessings be on Mustafa.